భగవద్గీత 9.2 రాజు విద్యా రాజగుహ్యం పవిత్రమిదముత్తమం ప్రత్యక్షావగమం ధర్మ్యం సుసుఖం కర్తుం అవ్యయం. హియర్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ స్పీకింగ్ అండ్ హీస్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ టు అప్రిషియేట్ టు గ్లోరిఫై ద మెసేజ్ దట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ అండ్ హీ యూజ్ వెరియస్ డిస్టింక్టివ్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ in this one verse. In each of the four lines he gives two characteristics. Thus there are 8 characteristics in this verse. Raja Vidya, let's look at them one by one. Raja Vidya, Vidya is knowledge, Raja is king. So Raja Vidya refers to the king of knowledge, or Rajanam Vidya. It can also refer to the knowledge of the kings. So the latter interpretation, knowledge of the kings, is also supportable from the fact that Krishna says earlier in the 4th chapter, Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Raja Rishayo Viduhu, in 4.3 says that in this way, the knowledge was received by the Raja Rishis. Another way of understanding it is that those who have this Vidya become Rajas. The Vidya that makes people into Rajas. Of course, this doesn't literally mean that we will become kings of tracts of land, but rather we'll become kings of our own senses and mind. The title Maharaj is used both for kings and for renunciates. And the kings have conquered the outer territory, the renunciates have conquered the inner territory. Raja Vidya, why is it the king of knowledge? Because it enables us to connect with Krishna. It enables us to connect with the one who is the topmost reality. Knowledge, Francis Bacon said, is power. So the position of knowledge will depend on what kind of power it can give us access to. We have, say, knowledge of electrical engineering, or which gives us access to electricity. That is powerful knowledge. So science has enabled us to tap much of the power in nature through technology. While there are many different mechanisms in nature, God is the Lord of nature. Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti, as Krishna will say later in this chapter 9.10. And He is the... He's omnipotent. So the knowledge that gives us access to Him, that gives us, that connects us with Him, grants us the topmost power. Raja Vidya. Such knowledge is Raja Guhyam. Just as nuclear power is extremely powerful and extremely dangerous because it can be so devastatingly destructive. So, there are means there for regulating nuclear. There are treaties and protocols for regulating who all can have nuclear power. Raja Guhyam. Similarly, this knowledge of how to connect with Krishna, because it gives us access to Krishna, because actually when Krishna it becomes controlled by bhakti, so that knowledge is guhya. It is secret, not because Krishna doesn't want to share it with us, but because Krishna wants us to be responsible and use it properly. So this guhya is a theme which will come repeatedly in the Bhagavad Gita. It's like a father may keep some very precious jewels hidden from even his children. Not because he didn't want that to, their children to have that treasure, the children to have that treasure, but because he wants them to grow up so that they will realize its value and use it carefully. Not just handle it carelessly and forget it and lose it. Rajguhyam. It is not just Guhya, it is Rajguhyam. It is most confidential because it connects us with, because it is of the deepest truths. Knowledge about the soul, Srila Prabhupada writes, is more confidential, is confidential. Knowledge about how the soul can become liberated from material existence through the various processes of yoga is more confidential. But knowledge about Krishna, the topmost reality, is the most confidential. Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pavitram. Purity is something which we all associate with different things. And for example, being bathed is considered to be pure. If we are going to enter an airport, then there is screening at the entry of the airport, security clearance, as we say. But that is also what? In one sense, it is checking for purity. The word purity may not be exactly applicable here, but the principle is similar, that we do not have any dangerous substances. So now, purity is the state and purification is the process to get to that state. And purification is brought about by that which is pure. Suppose somebody wants to remove salt from, suppose there's some dirt, suppose a child has played in the dirt and there's some dirt on the face of the child. If the mother has also been gardening in nearby in the dirt, and then the mother touches the child, that will not remove the dirt from the child. So one who has to remove dirt has to be oneself be free from dirt. And this knowledge that way is pure and it's purifying. The more we study this knowledge, the more we understand it, the more we become purified by it. Especially when we, with studying and understanding, we transform into living according to this knowledge. Nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitramiha vidyate tat svayam yoga samsiddha kalena atmani vindati. Krishna has talked about this earlier in 4.38 also. That nothing as pure as transcendental knowledge. So that transcendental knowledge culminates in the highest transcendental reality, Krishna, and that knowledge is pavitram, idam uttamam. Uttama, tama is darkness, uttama is that which is beyond darkness. So uttamam is that which is beyond the darkness of the three modes. Krishna has told Traigunya Vishaya Vedanis Traigunyo Bhava Arjuna. In 2.45 he stated that we should go beyond the three modes. And here he's also stated that, actually, in 7.12 and 13, that actually, Natvaham Teshu Te Mai, that Ichaiva Sattvika Bhava Rajasastam Sache Mattaye Vetitan Vidhi Natvaham Teshu Te Mai Tribirgunamayir Bhava Rebhi Sarvamidam Jagat Mohitam Nabijanati Mamevya Paramavayam. He has stated that he is above the three modes, he is Uttama, and the knowledge about his glory is also Uttama. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. Dharmyam, it is a knowledge about dharma, it is knowledge about the deepest truths of life. Pratyakshavagamam. And although this, the word dharma essentially refers to the universal principles of living. It doesn't refer to certain dogmas that certain people might believe in, which are handed down. But rather, these are principles of living that can be experienced ourselves by practice. Pratyakshavagamam. So, Krishna doesn't impose dogma. He offers an invitation for verification, for realization. As we become purified, we will ourselves be able to see higher spiritual realities such as the soul and ultimately Krishna. Susukham kartum avyayam. Susukham. It is joyful. Bhakti may initially seem like a struggle, but as we become purified of the influence of the lower modes, passion and ignorance, and as we become situated in goodness, we'll start seeing that actually the prospectus of bhakti is our natural state. And as we move more and more towards transcendence, we'll see that this enables us to link with our natural joyfulness as soul, as parts of Krishna, as Sachidananda beings. So, what is said here is, Susukham. We are all looking for happiness, and this is the process that grants us happiness. Not just in the culmination, but also in the practice. Avyayam. Avyayam means that it is imperishable. It is indestructible. That means it is not that we practice bhakti till a particular point and then we stop practicing it. Bhakti is meant to be practiced lifelong. Not just lifelong, for all of eternity. Bhakti doesn't culminate in mukti. Rather, bhakti is the culmination of mukti. It is not that we give a practice, we use bhakti as a tool for mukti. That once we become liberated, we understand that I and my worshipful deity are one. So there is no need to be a bhakta. Rather, by the practice of bhakti, we understand that bhakti is the culmination, summit of mukti. Krishna says that, Brahmabhuta prasannatmana shochati na kaanchati samah sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. He says that Brahmabhuta prasannatma, that one who is student in Brahmabhuta, basically in first three lines he describes the characteristics of one who is liberated, and then he says na shochati na kaanchati samah sarveshu bhuteshu. Such person is freed from material hankerings and material condition, material differentiating my attitude, and then he, that person, they, what happens to that person? Mad bhaktim labhate param. That person attains my bhakti. In this way, bhakti is imperishable, being the eternal nature of the soul, and it is eternally performed joyfully. Thank you.